Thank you for holding. Is this Dave? Hi, Dave. My name's John. I'm the director here. You're cutting out pretty good there.
Hey, John.
Hi. Nice to meet
you. Yeah, I got great Wi-Fi over here.
Oh, I think there's a delay in our line here. I hope your day's off to a good start. I understand you were speaking to Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. But did you have any questions specifically about the listing or our services?
So this is the actual Google. So just what everybody's got on their phones and so forth. You hit it and it would bring me up. It's the actual Google and not a third party route me here, route me there type deal.
Exactly. Yeah. We're actually going to verify your Google business profile and then we're going to manage it. Most people who are on the first page, well, most people in general, but 100% of the people that are on the first page have a Google partner that's actually maintaining their placement for them on the first page of Google. So that's what we're trying to do for you today is put your business on the first page where 90% of buying decisions are made.
Yep.
So we're just trying to connect you with the people who are looking up septic tank cleaning or aerobic tank cleaning, anything like that. Sewer line cleaning, video inspections.
Yeah.
Want to cover all your bases.
Sure, exactly.
Okay. So I did see that you already did a good job here of getting a website going. It's a simple site, but it'll do the trick, and it's a good thing to have. And then Tara told me that she wanted me to apply a new in business credit. Said you have been in business for about 1 year. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Not quite a year, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then the local listings will cover up to a 40-mile radius. So it looks like the service area is good for you. I'm trying to get an exact strategy put together here that I know is going to be effective for you. So I'm pulling some data from some competing companies in the area. And I want to see what's working for them. We have a system called Google Analytics. That way we don't have to guess on what's going to work best for you. But you have some pretty major competition in the area. You know, guys like Impact Plumbing are focusing on sewer services, and same thing with Roto-Rooter. Are you a full-service plumber, or is everything just particularly based on septic and sewer?
Yeah, so septic and sewer. So plumbing is just, you know, totally different category.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there will be plumbers that go, you know, to a house at unstop a sewer line and may say, hey, you need to get your septic cleaned out, you know, and that.
And they call you.
On the, you know, for a homeowner. And then on the commercial side, you know, if a plumber's at a restaurant and they say, well, your grease trap needs to be cleaned out, the plumber may call me as part of his service or leave it up to, say, the restaurant to call me. So I will work with plumbers back and forth, but as far as being a plumber, that's totally different.
Right. And that's good that I understand that because Google does have you in the plumbing category. They consider sewer services and drain cleaning and grease traps. You know, those are all they have within that same plumbing category. Some plumbers do provide that service.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we differentiate between the two when we're setting up your keywords. So that way you're not being listed as a plumber. We'll give you 15 different keywords and we'll, you know, obviously collaborate with you. We want to pick your brain on what we're listing you for. So that way we make sure that the calls that you're getting are people who have looked up those services and are not wasting your time looking for a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With that being said, when you look up sewer services or sewer cleaning, there's currently two guys that are covering Hardin County. These would be direct competitors that you'd be listed next to. And one of them is a plumbing company, Marathon Plumbing of Beaumont. And the other one is Elite Septic Solutions. Have you heard of them before? Elite Septic Solutions? At a Coon.
I don't. I think so, but not a lot, no.
Okay. Well, these two companies have managed to gather about 2 to 3 calls per day on average from their Google Business profiles. So that's pretty solid traffic here in Hardin County. Some days you'll get 5 to 10 of them. Some days you'll get 1, right? It's not a consistent or a guarantee of 2 to 3. Google don't want us to guarantee you 2 to 3, right? But if I level the playing field and get you the same package that they're on, it's called a Platinum Package Bundle that they're doing with their Google partner. Now, across the Google Partner Network, those Platinum Package Bundles are usually about $499 month to month for a 40-mile radius. But they do include things like a website, which I see you already have. So if I waive the fees with the site and I apply a new in-business credit, I can actually reduce the rate down to just $299 if you wanted to come on board with us today. And then I could lock you in at that pricing structure. So you'll actually keep that rate indefinitely. It won't go back up to what they're paying at the $499 rate.
Yeah, and that's my prediction. I would like to do it, and I would like to say, yeah, let's go ahead and do it today. But my truck right now is in the shop.
Oh, no.
Pick up tomorrow, and it's running me about $3,200.
Jesus, what happened?
I haven't had my drivetrain, brake issues, carrier bearings, U-joints, and other miscellaneous stuff.
Is it a Ford? Is it a Ford?
No, it's a Mac.
It's a Mac? Okay.
Big truck.
Big old
parts, big costs.
Yeah, $3,200 is not a pretty penny. I mean, I rarely run into car issues since I stopped buying Ford. That's why I asked. But yeah, $3,200.
Yeah, me too.
Kicking the groin, huh?
Everything on those trucks are expensive, but they have to be done. I mean, I can't run it the way it is, you know, have something break worse or not be able to stop properly. So, I mean,
well, timing may not be ideal for you, Dave, but it's about as good of a timing as we're going to get because, you know, the hard part about getting on the first page is not so much the cost. You know, I can work with you on the pricing structures, but the availability is the hard part. In your industry, just that plumbing category in general, we haven't had an opening in Hardin County in 11 months for first page placement. It's that competitive. So we have the spot available. That's the major thing. And I noticed that you're doing Home Advisor and by Angie's List. Those guys are on the first page of Google. They're just reselling you leads they get from Google. And they'll sell it to like 4 or 5 other people. They try to charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So if you could do anything with that, I know you'll do great with this service because we cut out your middleman in that situation and actually list you independently for people to be able to call you directly as a live call, which in your industry, most of the time it's an emergency. They want to talk to somebody now, and if you're not available to them right now, then you missed out on a lot of money, right? Having the availability is the key. Is the price the main thing that's holding? I mean, a $3,200 payment. I mean, yeah, the price is the problem, right?
Yeah, I mean, right now that's pretty light me out. And then, like I said, I've been down a couple of days, and hopefully, I'm getting the truck back tomorrow. But if I'm lucky, it may be Saturday or Monday before I'm able to get back out and start getting work, which means some money generated.
If I signed it up today, you wouldn't be getting calls that soon. It would take about a week or two before you actually start seeing anything because you got to build all the stuff. But what I was getting at here is that you're going to, this is kind of like the driving force for most businesses. Like I said, Elite Septic Solutions, Marathon Plumbing, these guys are getting 2 to 3 calls on average per day, you know, and that's their driving force, as far as generating new customers. And it'd be the same for you. You know, if I could give you the money back from your truck or even cancel Home Advisor, get you the money back from that, I absolutely would. But I can't. And you know what I can do, though, is help you make that money back. And I know if we get this spot, it'll put you in a position long term where you won't have to pay per lead with Home Advisor by Angie's anymore. You'll likely cancel that service. It'll probably save you money. Because I don't know what your budget is for that, but $299 only gets you like maybe 10 leads on Home Advisor by Angie over a month, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you get you nearly 5 times the production just by not having a middleman in there. And, again, it's all month to month too. And then there's long-term benefits to doing this. Even if you leave the first page placement later, you know, all your Google verifications done. You know, give the website a nice upgrade from what you have currently. It's pretty basic. And then all the other online listings will still be available to you that you could get clients from too. That's something I haven't mentioned. When you get first page placement on Google, you end up on the first page of Bing, on the Apple devices like iPhones with their Safari search engine. You're on Amazon Alexa devices. They all pull from these Google top 3 recommendations, you know. If somebody's literally, hey, Alexa, find me a septic service, you know, that's putting your name in that conversation if they're within 40 miles of you. And then there's also like Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages. You can get clients from all of these platforms too. So right now you have all your eggs in one basket and you're paying per lead. We're saying, hey, we could put your eggs in about 10 different baskets and you don't have to pay per lead. It's a flat rate, $299. And we'll even make the website look a lot better. And like I said, you know, moving forward, you know, it'll pay for itself with the clients that it brings in. It'll pay for the truck problems. It'll pay for whatever you've wasted on Home Advisors by Angie's lead service. You know, these septic services are not cheap. I know you know that. So, you know, how many clients am I really going to have to bring you each month in order for this thing to make sense and be profitable?
A lot.
Really? I mean, I don't think you're less than, you know, a month's charge. You're not really getting out of bed for less than $300, are you?
Oh, for a small job that's real close, yeah, they start about $220 and then you know, all up from there. It just depends on what the job is, but
right.
Like that.
I imagine. You know,
a minimum charge is $220.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's one job. You could probably do multiple jobs in a day. You know, those, and that's the smaller ones. Yeah. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Once this is up and running, if you're getting the same level of service like Elite Septic Solutions and Marathon Plumbing, you know, I don't anticipate it being different. It's been the most profitable way to advertise for the last 17 years. Like, why would it stop with you? Why are people all of a sudden gonna not Google anymore when you sign up for us?
Because that's how my luck goes. As soon as I sign up,
you could be
the Google satellite would explode, and then that.
No, it ain't. I've been doing this for 12 years and I still work with the same guy that I signed up, the first guy that I signed up, I mean, and he's over in the DFW area doing roofing, and his package is similar in pricing to what I just quoted you, but that was 12 years ago, and he kind of held on to that same pricing structure because it doesn't go up or change. So, you know, I'm able to set you about 12 years back on what it would normally cost. Nowadays, you know, you're normally paying $499 monthly, and then you're paying a setup fee on average too, usually for the site and getting the domain and everything. Luckily, you already have those things. But I'm saving you a good, you know, $400 off the initial investment and another $200 every month moving forward. What if I can get it down another $50? Like, what if I can get it down to $249? Does that impact your decision to do something like this for your business?
And honestly, I would not be able to do it today. Perhaps tomorrow, when my wife gets home, because we've got to sit down and move around and see what's what and what.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, it's something I would be interested in doing, but I really got to get with her tonight, and we got to look at everything just to make sure I can do it comfortably and not, because that $3,200, dude, that wipes me out. I mean, that's
it's an unexpected expense. Unexpected expenses are the worst, you know, but it happens. That's why we have that rainy day fund.
Yeah, and my rainy day fund has been storming and lightning, and it's just been the tornado took it all out. But that's what, you know, work. But so when she gets home, that's one of the things we're going to sit down and do, where we can move things, see what we got left. There's some other things I need, but those things, if I can do this, but I would really need to talk to her. So if y'all be able to get back with me tomorrow, Monday, it'd be something I would like to do.
Yeah. I mean, if you think it's something that she's not going to be opposed to you guys doing, I don't have a problem doing that. I just don't want to, you know, put it on a hold and then try to follow up with you guys tomorrow and I can't get a hold of you. You know, that's the only hiccup there. If I do put it on hold and, you know, try to help you out here, it could put me in a tough spot. So I'm willing to do it, but if you could just, if you're sure that it's something you're really considering, then I'll follow up with you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I really would. I don't want to spend something that's going to get us in trouble. Cause in the meantime, our regular bills are still coming out and here it is.
I would do the same thing, though, if I were you. I would take care of that truck first, you know? It's like having a horse down.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, I gotta have that, otherwise that's no money. That's my income sitting
over
there.
Yeah, that's everything. That's true.
You know,
that's your bread and butter.
I'm paying for it and, I'm paying for it and losing
at the same
income
time.
By the day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely got to get you up and running, get you mobile. Okay, well, I put you on my calendar here for about this same time tomorrow. So I'll circle back with you about 1 o'clock here and see what the missus says. If she has any questions regarding services, you know, if you could take note of them or maybe have her join us, I definitely want to make sure we get them all addressed so you guys understand what we're doing here. You know, success on the internet's all about working with the right people. So I kind of like to get in there and explain it to you guys so you know exactly what you're paying us for and that it's of good use to you.
Do you have any info or
oh yeah,
anything that you could email me?
Yeah, 100%. I actually could do you one better. We have these automated these text messages that we send out, and here comes the first one's my direct number and extension, and then I'll send you the pricing page. But the pricing page is going to show you those big numbers that I was talking about, like $499 and the setup fee and everything. So don't get too wrapped up in that. I've had guys that just, you know, they email me in the afternoon and go, man, I opened up that pricing page with my wife and there's no way I can afford it. And then next thing you know, their phone line's dead when I try to call them the next day. Don't panic when you see that, but it does give you a breakdown. I was offering you that platinum package, which is actually the most expensive one there at the bottom. And then I could, obviously, like I said, I'll drop the pricing down to the $249 because we're actively looking to fill it. And you got that new in business credit that you're eligible for. And then I'm also sending over, just a link to the websites. So we'll definitely want to remodel your site. It's not bad. I'm not saying that you guys did a bad job or anything. It's just very simple. And we definitely want to get in there and do some TLC and make sure it represents you a little better. It just helps. And then obviously there's other things we'll need to do, like your Google verification, so Google can verify you as like a real business. You won't even show up by name yet until that verification is completed, and it looks like it's pending right now. Did you ever get that postcard in the mail from them?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they had a.
I haven't seen any postcard.
They said they sent you a PIN verification to the 2103 Eastwood Drive. It's like a little letter that comes in the mail. It'll say Google on it, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back. You gotta create a Google business profile, and then you're supposed to take that number on the back and actually put it in, and then they'll verify that you're like a real company, so people will be able to look up your business. Like right now, if you type in G4 Sewer Services, you're not going to see anything. People can't even look you up by a name right now. So that's why I'm saying you got to explain this to the misses, because even if it's something you guys just do for a month, you're going to need this stuff. A guy can't even look you up and verify you're a real company or write a review or anything right now. The only thing they'd be able to see if they look up your name is Home Advisor by Angie's, and Home Advisor person call you directly.
So with the local splash, so y'all take, you manage it?
Correct. Yeah, we'll create it, verify it, and manage it and host it. We basically take all the work out of it for you, so you could just focus on the customers that are coming in and trying to generate good reviews. Every business owner you see up there they're outsourcing it, man. They're not doing this stuff themselves. They're not coming home after being in a ditch all day and jumping on a computer for a couple hours. They have us to do it for them.
So, that would be updated, y'all would say, like, to what, like, fixtures or
everything.
What's the update mean, in other words?
Yeah, Google has an algorithm update that happens weekly, and that's what's keeping those guys on the first page for their services. And so it changes. And the reason it changes is because they don't want people who aren't working with them or their partners getting on that first page and capitalizing on the book of business that's out there. They want a piece of the pie. They created Google. Google's going to be the sole reason that you're getting, these clients. And so Google's main source of income is this, 85% of the money Google makes. And so they have these partners like us where they give us the algorithm updates that they do weekly that's going to decide who shows on the first page and who doesn't. And so we have to implement that into the back end of your Google business profile, and that basically signals to them, hey, these guys are working with our Google partners. It's a paid account. Your advertisement shows up. It's not about who gets the best reviews and who's been in the business longer. It used to be like that, but they've monetized the system now. So now they're actually gaining profit off of it, and that's how it became the number one search engine in the world. So that's a long answer, but yeah, there's a lot of automated, like there's AI updates that happen on the back end just from us having our partnership. And then there's manual ones that we have to go in and do as well. That's why I'm saying it's impossible to achieve it on your own, even if you're a genius or you hire a genius. You know what I mean? A guy with years. If you hired me with 12 years of this on the back end, I'm not going to be able to achieve the same result because I don't have these algorithm updates. I have to be connected to the server and the system here at Local Splash to be able to get those updates. So, there's only so much you can do on your end, but, most of the results come from being on page one. It doesn't matter even if you just have a Google business profile. You can verify your business on your own, and that's great, but the only people who will find you with that are going to be typing in G4 Sewer Services. Your real customers are looking for sewer cleaning, septic cleaning,
Yeah.
So you need this in order to actually show up for those services rather than just your name. The name is the easy part, but you don't even have that right now. If somebody was referred to you, and tried to look you up. So that's what I'm saying. It's the pros outweigh the cons tenfold. I know you're saying, hey, $249, I got all these expenses going on, but it's like really doing yourself a disservice to even have a business and not have a Google business profile verified and up and running. It's almost like you don't have one to the online world.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I totally get it. Believe me, that's you know, like something I would like to do.
Yeah,
so,
it's probably a lot more crucial than you realize. And I know you see the value in it. You obviously already built the site and invested in buying leads, so I know you understand the value of it. I shouldn't have to explain that. But the routes that you're taking are going to cause unnecessary spending, and you know, the website's not really going to be useful until we do this because it's not being seen by anybody, unless you're passing out business cards or something. So it's just there. It's kind of a money wasted until you get this going.
Yep. That's the thing. So as long as it can generate, you know, I don't know what. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know how do y'all track what for that particular.
Yeah, there's a public site. It's called Google Analytics. It's been public for the last 10 years. And, it lets you see, like, how many times people are typing in Hardin County sewer cleaning or septic cleaning, septic system service, you know? So, we give you 15 keywords, right? And then when we sign you up, we go pull the data on which one of your services are going to get the most traffic. So we'll go in there, and then we also go, hey, what do you do and what do you not do in the interview? And then we find which keywords are getting the most traffic in your industry and area. And that's what we list you for. We don't want to put you up there for sewer cleaning if everybody's typing in septic system service every time or sewer cleaning service every time. You know, so yeah, we're not guessing here. It's not a guessing game. It's, you know, we have data that goes back 10 years of trends that have happened and continue to happen. And we use that to our advantage to help you land as much customers and job opportunities as possible. And that's how we get you to come back each month. That's why we're able to offer it month to month. And we don't have to ask you to sign up for a contract. Yeah, because usually if you spend $1, if I make you $10 back, or you spend $249 with us and I make you $2,500 back that we can prove through the tracking system, you're not going to have a problem spending that $249 again next month. And we know that.
Right, yep.
Yeah, so we have a tracking system and everything and all that data available to you. You know, you guys can log into it daily if you're missing calls and gather their information and call those people back, so... You already figured it out. You're sitting there trying to figure it out, but it's already been figured out and monetized. So I'm just saying we have the availability to bring you on, and we know how to get you a consistent flow of customers if that's what you're looking for. You know, there's really no better way. If you do your research, I mean, 17 years, it's been the leading way to advertise. It's not radio stations. It's not billboards. It's not flyers. It's not TV commercials. It's not buying leads from third-party resellers. It's Google advertising. You're literally just showing up to people who are already looking for the service. And I'm not looking up septic system service for fun. I need help if I'm searching that in the search bar, you know. So you're getting put right in front of people.
Well, I do like it, and like I said, it's something that I want to do. Let me get with the wife tonight. Let's see what we got, what we're doing, and if you can give me a call back tomorrow, I'm sure I will be able to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put it on a soft hold for you. Like I said, I'm usually hesitant to do that. What I do is I say, hey, you know, let's get the wife on the line and get an answer out of her so these guys don't call somebody else in the area and sell it out from underneath our nose here, but I'll put you on my calendar and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow.
Yeah, please do. You know, like I said, I'm interested, so I will actually answer the phone, but yeah, let me make sure it's 100% good go deal with her. And
I'm a married man too. I get you. I don't want you sleeping on the couch. Add that to the problems.
Yeah. She's pretty. She's pretty tight with everything. So it's like, you know, this better be worth it, or I'm chopping off another finger. So.
Yeah. The thing is that I'm approaching you, not telling you, hey, let's add this to your marketing budget. We're all for keeping your overhead low, right? But what I see with you is somebody who's not keeping his overhead low. Doing Home Advisor by Angie's is not a cheap service. It's going to be a lot more expensive than what we're offering you here. So you're probably already slated to pay more than $249 every month. But the point is that fast forward a month or two of doing this, you go show the wife, you go, look, this is only $249. It's generating better results. You take that off the books, and now what's happening is you're spending less money than what you're slated to pay, but you're also getting more leads because we have your eggs in multiple different baskets generating those leads, and you got a team of people back here making sure that it's working for you instead of just, here's a phone number, I'm debiting your account for the lead fee.
Right,
it's a no-brainer.
Yes,
I'm sure she'll get it too. You just got to be able to explain it to her. That's the hard part.
Yeah, I know. If she sees it, and
everybody looks at it like a bill.
Especially if we.
Everybody looks at it like a bill, though. They see that number and they don't really get the value of it. And that's the hard part about my job is sometimes guys go, "How much is it? How much is it? How much is it?" And I go, "Okay, you know, it's $499. Nah, I don't want it. Click." You know, I'm like, you really do want it. You just don't get it because what it's going to generate over the course of that time period, you know, is there's very few things in life that you spend a dollar on, you get your money back. Most stuff just eats up your money. And then people wonder why they stay broke is just because you make some money, you spend it, you make some money, you spend it, you make some money, you spend it. You don't have anything coming back from your money.
I believe in the advertising aspect. Believe me, that's you know, I know that, and that's one of the things I have to create a budget for is an advertising.
Yes.
You know, budget.
Keywords there and the budget. Yeah.
So that's,
every smart business owner has a budget for advertising. That's correct.
Yes.
A budget that you don't go over. You don't have any kind of budget with Home Advisor. You got a question mark. You know, if I need 10 leads to generate 4 jobs, how much is that 10 leads going to cost me? Question mark, you know? And, yeah. So.
Yes. That's one of the things I kind of want to get away from because, you know, whether I get the job or not, or whether it's a lead that doesn't pertain to what I do, there's still a charge for that. And then that's taken into, you know, that into consideration too. So.
Unnecessary, you know, spending.
Yeah.
Got you going backwards there.
Yeah,
so.
If you can do that, and let me just double check with her and give me a call back.
Oh yeah, I got it on my calendar too. So if you talk to her sooner, you know, I get out of here at 6 o'clock your time. So if you talk to her sooner, you have any questions, feel free to call in. I'll be happy to address them with you guys, but. As of right now, I do have it on a hold, and I got you set for a call back at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Let's do that.
All right. All right, Dave.
Get home
till 6 anyway?
6:30 anyway. But.
Okay. No problem. Maybe you call her, shoot her a message, who knows. Send her those links I sent you and maybe explain it to her. It's a good thing. I'm telling you, you'd be real happy you made the switch. But. I do understand the misses. That's a real objection. I got 2 boys, and my wife kind of handles all the money, even though I make all. So I know how that goes.
Yep.
All right.
That's the issue.
Yeah,
and,
she's better with it than
let me just do that. And I'm sure she'll go for it. But yeah, just give me a call back tomorrow. Let us make sure we have everything in place, and I can get that done for you.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then. I'm looking forward to working with you, but I got you locked in for 1 o'clock tomorrow. I'll talk to you then. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. Thank you.
All right, Dave. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. You're welcome.